is awesome. Her name is incredible. Before I tell you what her name is, she's from Seattle. She's come to Folk Life every single year of her life, and this is her first performance. Her name is E.T. and the Boy. Because she believes in the connection, the unseen connection between people like E.T. and the Boy had. There you go.
Hey, I don't mean to scare you, but it's time someone spoke out. There's a wave of immigration here that no one talks about. They're coming at a rate of more than 4 million a year. And they're not from any other country on the earth, that's clear. They're alien invaders, they come from outer space. You can see them in the nurseries, you can see them any place. They're growing in our bellies, they're the enemy inside. And soon they will outnumber us if we don't stem the tide. Frankie and Alberta, yeah, they have sweet romance. Forgot border security when they took down their pants. And sing lax enforcement when the Martians seize their chance. That's why the price of safety is eternal vigilance. They are alien invaders, they come from outer space. You can see them out in strollers, you can see them any place. They're growing in our bellies, they're the enemy inside. And soon they will outnumber us if we don't stem the tide. Big round heads, they have no teeth, they only cry and fuss. They're never going to fit in, they're not at all like us. They're perniciously dependent from the day that they arrive. Don't speak a word of English, and they don't know how to drive. They will lie to you and cheat you, they get dirt behind their ears. Many of them do no useful work for 18 years. They're invaders, they come from outer space. You can see them in your living room, yeah, you'll see them any place. They're growing in our bellies, they're the enemy inside. And soon they will outnumber us if we don't stem the tide. Thank you. It is a joy to be here. My name is Al. This is my band. We're called E.T. and the Boy.
There goes the boy.
We tell a lot of stories in our society about success, and they're mostly about individual success, about one person making it out of poverty, out of the suffering of the working class, through hard work or pluck or luck or whatever. I think the strength of the union movement is that we are able to tell a broader story about success for a whole class, a whole species, a whole planet. So that's what this song is about. Hey, I don't know, but I've been told the streets of heaven are paved with gold. I'd like to pry those cobbles loose, put that gold to better use. Melody number three, her voice is like an angel, tried out to be America's new star. They turned her down the second round, said she's not right for cable, so Melody is still working at the bar. I said, I'm sorry, they were wrong. This is not where you belong. She said, who belongs in this building? I'm lucky at least I can sing. And I don't know, but I've been told the streets of heaven are paved with gold. I'd like to pry those cobbles loose, put that gold to better use. Larry at the checkout counter, counting every penny, hopes to be a manager one day in time. He gives out gumdrops to the kids, but don't give out too many. On Fridays you account for every dime. And Larry has a son he loves, who he must be thinking of. The sad truth he has had to face, his other kids take second place. And I don't know, but I've been told the streets of heaven are paved with gold. I'd like to pry those cobbles loose, put that gold to better use. You know that movie in which Mark Wahlberg gets on the Eagles football team? I hope Matt Damon makes it to college. I even cheered for Will Smith in the Wall Street Machine. One kid gets out, one out of thousands. Is that as big as we can dream? And I don't know, but I've been told the streets of heaven are paved with gold. I'd like to pry those cobbles loose, put that gold to better use. I dreamed a dream when I was 10, twice as smart as other men, that I would be the president one day. But now I see that's arrogant, and no one should be president, and smarter is a tricky word to say. And whose idea was this dumb economy that's zero sum? And wouldn't it be more kick-ass to win for the whole working class? And I don't know. Wall Street, the shell game of Wall Street, in which a lot of paper changes hands, but nothing of value is produced. And we are increasingly encouraged to move more and more of our real wealth that's produced by the fruits of our labor and our natural resources into that game of fictional wealth. I think we should avoid that, so that's what the song's about. And this is from a song by Frank Beddow, a lovely song called Copper Kettle, about making moonshine up in the hills. I used the melody, but I changed the words. Get you a solid investment, get you a 401k, fill it with some of your paycheck, let the money work away. You just lay there by the stock exchange, cast aside your cares. By the time that you retire, you'll be a millionaire. You know how a pyramid scheme works, at least you've heard the talk. 'Cause the money you make all comes from other people buying stock. But you lay there by the stock exchange, cast aside your cares. By the time that you retire, you'll be a millionaire. As long as you've chosen wisely, as long as the economy's strong, and as long as people keep buying in, what could possibly go wrong? You just lay there by the stock exchange, cast aside your cares. By the time that you retire, you'll be a millionaire. Yes, we'll all grow our investments like we've all got a green thumb. Don't worry about the logical impossibility of that, or where's this money coming from? You just lay there by the stock exchange, cast aside your cares. By the time that we retire, we'll all be millionaires. Sock away for myself, but what can I do? I just pay into the stock exchange when I can spare the cash, and hope that when I need it, there's not some disastrous crash. No, I'm not much of a gambler, don't need a million for free. I'd rather my paycheck go to strengthen Social Security. And we'll do away with the stock exchange, we'll all chip in our due, and know that I'll not only be okay, but you'll be okay too. I don't know about you all, but I am kind of preoccupied with time, because we each get so little of it, and in a way it's a wonderful thing that we generally accept that we owe it to our communities to put some of that time into work for our communities. But unfortunately, we don't have much choice in what that work is, because we have to do work that will be paid for by the few people who control the wealth, and so they get to choose what work gets done. Sometimes I think it's not the work that we would choose. That's what the song's about. Marta wakes at 6 each morning, rides a bus across town to stand behind a register all day. Sometimes if she's early, she stops in at the gas station to buy a cup of coffee with her hard-earned pay. She's holding someone's work in this awful cup of coffee, someone's time they could have used to eat a pear or write a poem, teach their kid to skip a stone, go out for a walk alone, hear their lover softly moan, call their mother on the phone. Mike sleeps through the afternoon, then drives for half an hour. All night he's cleaning silent rooms alone. As he drives home through the dawn, his fingers turn the radio on to keep him company till he gets home. He knows he's burning someone's work in the gas tank of his old car, someone's time they could have used to eat a pear or read a poem, teach their kid to skip a stone, go out for a walk alone, hear their lover softly moan, call their mother on the phone. Nice to know we think we owe each other something more than just be born. like to have a say in what we work our lives away to do. I know I'm buying someone's work in the spending of my paycheck, someone's time they could have used to eat a pear or write a poem, teach their kid to skip a stone, go out for a walk alone, hear their lover softly moan, call their mother on the phone. This song takes place in Portland, but I think it's a story that will feel familiar to Seattleites as well. And it's there's a Malvina Reynolds song I think many folks will know that I used to love when I was a little kid because it's very clever, but I think it doesn't accurately describe the way housing politics are now, at least not where I live. So I wrote a new song, or new words to that song. Little condos on the wonderland, little condos in the Pearl District, little condos in Albina, there's still condos just the same. There's a chic one and a spendy one and a transit-centered eco-friendly one, but they're all targeted at rich folks because they're all playing the game. And the people in the condos, they're just people like the rest of us, making choices in their budgets, compromising, don't we all? Want a nice place that's convenient to a nice, interesting neighborhood, so developers line their pockets while the poor folks take the fall. With the sale of every condo, prices rising in the neighborhood, with the opening of every shoe shop, rents increasing, there's a link, pricing out the working people who have grown up in the neighborhood and they're pushed out to the suburbs. It's ironic, don't you think? Gentrification on the ancient land we stole, at the end of the day, it's just another way that the rich maintain control. So when there's housing built in Portland, it should surely be affordable to the very working people who make the city work at all. And especially when the public subsidizes new development, let's insist that it be development that will benefit one and all. Is about machines. In a logical world, machines would be a friend of working people, right? Because when a machine could do more of our work, we would have more leisure time for the same benefit. But unfortunately, because only a few people control the wealth and our labor is the bargaining chip we have to get some of that wealth out of them, we become opposed to machines. But I wanted to point out that the robots are not the problem. The concentration of the wealth in a few hands is the problem. That's what this sounds about. Slide rule, calculator, microchip, railroad, superhighway, three-masted ship, handsaw, power saw, robotic arm, Roundup, cotton gin, the family farm. When we build the robot waiter, we'll all have less work to do. Maybe I'll go to the seashore, maybe I'll write a book review. But the fruits of robot labor still belong to me and you. Still belong to me and you, me and you, me and you. Slide rule, calculator, microchip, railroad, superhighway, three-masted ship, handsaw, power saw, robotic arm, Roundup, cotton gin, the family farm. When we build the robot grocery, we'll all have less work to do. Maybe I'll learn to speak Spanish, maybe I'll play a lot of Clue. But the fruits of robot labor still belong to me and you. Still belong to me and you, me and you, me and you. We can manufacture more with less work than ever before. Yes, the world is getting richer, most of us are getting poorer. When we build the robot city, we'll all have less work to do. Maybe I'll hang out with the neighbors, maybe I'll hang out with you. But the fruits of robot labor still belong to me and you, me and you, me and you. Side note to that, the song becomes creepy if you think about robots as like human beings.
and I thought, well, that's preposterous, but then I watched on YouTube these videos of these robots they are making now, which can dance and can learn and can carry little trays of food. So clearly when robots get to the point of consciousness, then we'll have to make sure that they have class consciousness and organize together with them. I think we're not at that point yet. Keep an eye. Okay. This one I wrote when I was feeling kind of blue and wanted a song to remind me what my values were and cheer me up, and it worked. There's meetings and marches, there's letters to write, there's gentrification and bosses to fight. In 24 hours, I need 42. Why am I wasting time crying for you? Heartbreak is counter-revolutionary, baby. I'll bet you're really a tool of the right. Try to distract me from fighting for justice, and okay, it worked, but now I see the light. Habeas corpus, now that's worth crying for. Corporate media, yeah, I'd shed a tear. When I think about global warming and flooding, I realize our love didn't matter much, dear. And I have got more than my share of wealth. It's really problematic to feel sorry for myself. Oh, heartbreak is counter-revolutionary, baby. That's one mistake that I won't make again. My new heart was made by union steel workers, and once it's installed, I'll be stronger times 10. Just one more. Thank you so much. It's been a joy to be with you all. Thanks to everyone who has worked hard on stage, off stage, around the festival to make this possible. If you'd like to hear these songs again, they are for free on the internet at etandtheboy.org. And this last one is, I got angry after reading a column in the New York Times, and I wrote this song, and of course, that's what you get when you read a column in the New York Times. But this one, it amazes me how many explanations the Times and their ilk offer for the decreasing real wage of working people. It's our own fault, it's the fault of workers in other countries, it's the fault of our brothers and sisters in teaching professions, but somehow it's never the fault of the people in charge who are paying us the lower and lower wages. That's what it sounds like. The New York Times says, why can't we compete with global industry? It is the teachers' union turning our kids' brains to mush. If kids aren't learning in first grade, they're bound to grow up underpaid. So don't blame NAFTA, GATT, or CAFTA, Clinton, Bush, or Bush. From Pittsburgh out to Omo Town, the factories have all shut down, replaced by sweatshops overseas where the kids all have advanced degrees. So I asked my gramps about the time he worked out on the factory line and earned a decent wage. I guess the schools were better then. He said half the guys that I recall, they didn't graduate at all, although in many ways I'd call them educated men. It didn't take a PhD to learn our solidarity. We won those wages struggling hard and carrying a union card. I said okay, but that was then. Now your factory's in Shenzhen. We're losing ground, we can't compete with workers over there. He said, you won't win until you see what is your real class enemy and join in struggle arm in arm with workers everywhere. I know that's harder done than said. Don't envy you the fight ahead, but I'm glad you've got a teacher who knows what a strong union can do. So when the New York Times says, why can't we compete with global industry? You tell them that we won't let them divide us anymore. We're settling for nothing less than bread and roses, art and rest, and schools and jobs for everyone from Prague to Bangalore.
Perfect name for her. It really is. There is a connection between people, and she definitely connected with you all. She's awesome. Yeah.